Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you are going to be participating in something called the Rural Assembly.
Right, the Midwest Rural Assembly. It's taking place next week, August 10th and 11th in Sioux Falls in their convention center.
And tell us a little bit about what that's all supposed to, what are you trying to do with this Midwest Rural Assembly?
It's really, well, first of all, Midwest Rural Assembly is an outgrowth of the National Rural Assembly, which was started in 2007 by the Kellogg Foundation and several other large sponsors who were really interested in creating a critical mass of rural voices, if you will, to try and give rural parts of, you know, give rural America more influence, you know, than we've had. And so the Midwest Rural Assembly, they've decided to go to regional assemblies this year. And so our area is the Midwest Rural Assembly, and it's going to be in Sioux Falls. And it's basically the same concept, just on a smaller scale. It's people coming together from Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, basically to share strategies and ideas on economic development and community development. They're getting several speakers from the national level, like the USDA, and from state rural development offices, for them to speak and for us to talk to them about our priorities, and also to really begin building a regional network of all these rural organizations and communities and help them to get to know each other so we can all start working together.
So in a lot of ways, this is like, you know, if you're in the private sector and you go to a convention.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're getting networked with people that might actually, you know, you might be able to help one another.
Exactly.
And these are the sorts of relationships that that can help you do your job better, basically.
You could almost call it a rural policy trade show.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting that. Ultimately, you want to come away then from these kinds of meetings with new ideas, new connections, and also be able to perhaps share some things with your colleagues.
There's a couple different things when you go to something like this. You're bringing back ideas, like you said, you know, because when you're in your community, you can sometimes get isolated and you need to get out and get new ideas, talk to people. But also when you start talking to people, you start building these connections and people start saying, you know, oh, you're interested in that. I'm interested in that too, you know, and then how can we start getting other people interested in that? And then how can we start getting our legislators interested in that? And then how do we get our Congress people interested in that? And it all kind of works its way on up to the point where you can actually start having some influence.
Okay, well, what if people wanted to learn more? Is there like a website or something?
Yep, it's at www.midwestruralassembly.org.
Well, good luck on all of that. I hope you learn a lot. I hope you get to share some things as well from your experiences here in Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.